All right, 8:32, time to save money on Shell gasoline. Text the word Dave to 83835 now. Save 25 cents off your second fill-up. And speaking of Dave's, I'm Dave. That's Katie in L.A. right now. And Nate Goodyear across from me and another Dave, a much more accomplished Dave, joining us right now. He is a broadcaster for the San Francisco Giants. And, oh, so much more. One of the busiest schedules you'll ever see from an announcer. And I know he loves every minute of it. Joining us right now, Dave Fleming of the Giants. Dave, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Are you back in the swing yet? Does that happen before game one, or does it take you a couple weeks?
I think once you get through, I've always thought, once you get through all of the opening days, then you're in the swing of the baseball season. And this year, I happen to have four of them. My schedule, as you mentioned, is a little busy, so the Giants were part of three in Arizona, in San Diego, and, of course, our home opener here. And then I snuck in the Dodgers home opener for ESPN. So once you get through opening days, yeah, I feel like the season just sort of feels normal again. All the ceremony out of the way and kind of the unusual timing and games at different times. You know, part of baseball and the rhythm of the season is the days of the week sort of dictate what time of day you play and when you travel and all that stuff. And it becomes so much, all of us become slaves to the schedule and really such unbelievable creatures of habit that when you're out of that sort of normalcy, it does feel unusual. So now I would say the last couple of days feels like sort of the regular baseball season. I'm thrilled that it's back. I love it.
Dave Fleming, Giants announcer, joining us right here on KHDK. Bring it right in to a debate we were having yesterday. And this is one of those impossible, goofy sports talk radio questions. But you're around the team a heck of a lot more than we are. Madison Bumgarner or Buster Posey, who is more important to the success of the Giants?
That is an impossible question.
It was for us, too.
I would say Buster just because, I mean, the Giants, I'm not saying they could survive without Bumgarner. I think they, you know, they clearly would be a lesser team. But Posey has become so clearly the best at his position in the game. And, you know, now he's sort of just the all-around catcher, does it on both sides of the ball. And I do think the Giants have such an advantage over every game that they go into with Buster. They have an edge over the team they're playing. And every fifth day, they almost always have that with Bumgarner. But, you know, it is hard for a pitcher. You got to be at such an incredible level to carry the value of a superstar position player. Just with the nature of the sport, that you're making me make a tough choice.
Right.
I do. But Posey is underrated. Let me just say that. Underrated overall big picture because of the value of having somebody like him at that position. You know, maybe if he were a first baseman or a third baseman, it would be more of a debate. But at catcher, just the most critical position, how good he is, I'm going to say Buster.
Dave Fleming with us on KHTK radio play-by-play for the Giants. What, you know, early in the season, but there have been some struggles, Dave. I mean, 3-6 now. Arizona's been a bit of a bugaboo. Is it still just the bullpen that's the big weakness, or what has kind of been the struggle early on for the slow start?
Yeah, it's weird. It seems to me like things aren't synced up very well. You know, one thing's going well every day, and then something else is going wrong to derail it. It's been a funny start to the year. And I do think you're right. Arizona, San Diego, we haven't seen Colorado in person, but I think, you know, watching them a couple times on TV, and we'll see them here tomorrow, those teams are better than I thought they were. Mm-hmm. This division is going to be tougher than I thought it would be. And that applies to the Dodgers, too. You know, so that's not just a Giants problem. That's a problem for everybody in the National League West. But they have surprised me by being better initially than I thought they were going to be. So that's one thing. Playing at Chase Field is just weird. I mean, it really almost is forced.
Yeah.
The ball's flying. The infield's so hard, you might as well go out on the tarmac at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport and take ground balls there. I mean, it's like it is such an unusual environment. It's so different from the Giants' home environment. not you can. I mean, you got to play 10 times there during the year, so you can't just throw those games out. But in terms of trying to evaluate your team, I don't know how much you can take from those first four games. But the bullpen is a problem, and the you know, there are a couple spots on the diamond that are a problem. They're trying to get some production from left field and having a hard time doing it, and center field and having a hard time doing it. So those are things to be concerned about, but I still think that for a team that's 3-6, I feel like there's way more good than bad, but the bad has cropped up at some inopportune times. The Giants should be, 6-3, I think, at minimum. I mean, they have given away some of these games, which hurts, but I think long-term, they're going to be okay.
You mentioned left field, too. You know, that's been a kind of a rotating door of guys. Why is it that Angel Pagan doesn't seem to be getting any love? I mean, it seems like a natural fit. The guy, I know that he struggled last year, Dave. He's got his shortcomings, too. But it seems like there's been enough of a hole there that at least you would, you know, give the guy a look.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's a little weird. I feel like across the industry, across baseball, if something unusual is going on with Pagan, and I would be ticked off if I were him. Now, part of it is his own doing because he and the agent have set a price or, you know, whatever it is, and saying we're not coming in for lower than this. And so he's not been willing to bend at all on his demand for a contract, whereas even players, just to take a couple Giants examples, you know, Aaron Hill and Nick Hundley, I mean, those are longtime big league players with a nice track record who are willing to come to the Giants basically on minor league deals and earn a spot on the team. And Pagan has very clearly stated he is not willing and was not willing to do that during spring training. So that's part of why he still doesn't have a job. As far as it goes with the Giants, I mean, there is a need right now. But I do think that at the end of last year, everybody just kind of agreed we're going in a different direction. And when you declare that, when you say that to everybody, hey, you know, we enjoyed you here. You helped us win a couple World Series, but time to move on. I think it's hard to kind of reconcile that. And I don't know that there were some strong, hard feelings about it, but I think the Giants have just sort of decided, and maybe they're being stubborn about it, but hey, you know what? We said we were done with him. Goodbye. Great to have you. Thanks for the service. And I don't think they're willing to go back on that.
Dave, every season there's some key signings, obviously, you know, pitching, whatever. But there's always a player or two that maybe fly a little bit under the radar that people don't understand during the offseason how important they might end up being during the season. Anybody stick out to you this early in the season as someone that might be for this team?
Yeah, good question. I think Nick Hundley right away would jump out, especially with Posey now with the concussion on the DL. You know, they're going to lean hard on Hundley here for a week, and he's going to play a lot this year. And it's not like he's a superstar, but he is a pro's pro, and he's been around for a while, and he's been a good player for a while. And I like Trevor Brown. I think Trevor Brown did a good job last year for the Giants, but Hundley is a better offensive player than Trevor Brown, and I think he's as equal defensively. And so for some extra at-bats, I think he's going to help this team be a better team. So, to me, of the under-the-radar, that's a depth move that didn't make any waves in the offseason. Mm-hmm. But I do think, you know, one strength of this Giants team the last 5-7 years, however you want to define it, they have really done a good job of, even if they don't have a star at every position, the Giants have avoided having a zero at any position. Like, they have really avoided the spots around the diamond or on the staff that suck value out of your team, that cost you games. And that's where it kind of stings right now, in that they're not getting anything from one or two spots. That's what they've been good at avoiding, and that's where they have to get, you know, they got to find some left field production. And really, I mean, Span's been banged up. They got to get some production in center field, too. Those two spots have really hurt them. And that's unusual because they've done a good job the last few years of avoiding that.
Dave Fleming, part of the phenomenal broadcast crew for the San Francisco Giants, joining us right now on KHDK. And I say phenomenal broadcast crew, that's not just because I'm a Giants fan. You guys are regularly rated at or near the top when it comes to Major League Baseball. And
mostly because you're a Giants fan, though.
Listen, I'm biased. Don't get me wrong. That's fine, but I'm not apologizing for it.
I mean, we love our fans, and it's nice of you to say that. But I think Cardinals fans say the same thing about their guys.
Yeah, well, you know.
Dodgers fans say
they're just wrong, Dave.
They're wrong.
They're just wrong, Dave.
Well, nobody's perfect, right?
Here's the thing.
Hold on. I mean, we all agree on the one thing that Joe Buck hates our teams, right?
Right. So. That's the narrative. Dave, when we see you guys, and my favorite part of the broadcast is after the game. And I don't know if that's what you enjoy the most or not, but when it's you and Krug and Kipe and John, just if you don't have mugs of beer hidden behind the copy machine, it sure seems like that type of environment of the entire day. Is that something, as a kid who grew up listening to Oriole games and John Miller, is that something that you still don't take for granted?
Yeah, we love it. Funny story, we've done this rap for years and years and years, a couple decades now, I guess. And I don't know how long it's been that we've televised. You know, we put it on TV in the last, I don't know, 8 years, something like that. And so, you know, when they proposed that idea, we were all like, really? We're going to put this on TV? Just the four of us standing around staring at each other. But, you know, they pitched it to us like, oh, well, don't worry. It's just relaxed. Do it just like you always have. Pretend it's not a TV show. And so I think it was the very first one we did that was televised. I think it was Mike had a beer in his hand. I mean, we're just doing it. We're just relaxed. We're pretending it's not a TV show. No, we got the phone call right away. Well, we didn't totally mean just do it like there wasn't any TV camera there. So it's not exactly maybe as natural as it could be when it's televised. In a funny way, we almost enjoy the ones on the road that aren't on TV more.
Sure.
Because truly we are. I'm not going to say we're all sitting around picking our noses, but we're, those cameras being in there, we kind of jammed into that corner in the home booth. On the road, we're just sort of spread out, eating popcorn and peanuts, and talking about the game, and it is fun. That's one thing about the four of us. We've been together a long time now, and we actually do. We're not pretending. We do like each other, which makes coming to work a lot better.
He celebrated his 40th birthday this year, and, man, it makes me feel like a loser because he's younger than me, and look at this guy's career. It's phenomenal and still a long way from being over. Dave, we always appreciate you coming on with us.
I hope I got a ways to go.
Yeah, I think so.
It is amazing, 14 years with the Giants. 14.
Man.
Well, I hope we get you later this year. It's going to be a long season. We always, always appreciate your time, Dave.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that is Dave Fleming of the Giants. We're late for a break. Always fun talking to him, and we'll check in, A's fans. You'll be represented. We'll check in with Ken Korak tomorrow and bring him on. Well, of course, we'll be talking to Ken throughout the year as well, and we'll check in on the A's, who have a better record than the San Francisco. Let's be on air. Right now, it is a factual statement to say that the A's are a better team than the Giants. They're better. Hurts me, but it's true. We'll take a break, come back, Rebrew next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.